This programme was previously broadcast live on Love Sport Radio, so some items may be out of date. Phone-in elements of these shows are not available, but if you'd like to comment or give us feedback on our shows, you can tweet us at Love Sport Radio. For more podcasts or to listen live, visit lovesportradio.com. Alternatively, you can find this and other podcasts on iTunes or Spotify using the keyword Love Sport.
You are listening to the Sheffield United Fan Show on Love Sport Radio. Loving the intro. You're listening to me, Charlie Hawkins, and the next half an hour, as always on Love Sport, this is your team, your voice. We dedicate it to your club, your team, your voice. And as always, this is the Sheffield United half an hour. So two things are guaranteed on this show. One, you can get involved. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 70 20 558 or WhatsApp on the same number. But more importantly, and it is the special guarantee, we are of course joined this evening by James Shield from the Sheffield Star. James, it may have been the international break, but who cares, because we still get to talk to one another. I'm looking forward to it as always. It's been a massive start to the Premier League season so far. They play on Monday night against Arsenal. Before we get into that game, how are you and how has the international break gone for Sheffield United?
Oh, I'm absolutely great as well, mate, and looking forward to speaking to you as always. So I hope it's gone well for you as well.
But cheers, James.
It's been a good break for me, and it's been a good break for Sheffield United as well. I think they've had a good collection of players involved in international duty. I think that's going to sort of help their progression as a football club. I think it's going to help the progression of the players as individuals. It'll add to the experience and sort of the knowledge bank that they've got, and they'll be bringing that back to Bramall Lane. I mean, obviously it's been a mixed bag of results for the players who have gone away, but all in all, I think Sheffield United can sort of reflect as a football club very proudly on the fact that they've had so many of their players called up.
Yeah, I want to talk about some of the players that have been called up. Have you been keeping an eye on it? You know, obviously John Egan in action for Ireland tonight. They lost, obviously, but their campaign has been off to a flyer, if we take out tonight's result. Always the way I talked it up, then they lost to Switzerland. But who have you been keeping tabs on anyone gone away and done themselves proud and can take that confidence and momentum into that game with Arsenal, James?
Yeah, I think all of them. I mean, we'll start with John Egan there, who's obviously played both games for the Republic. And I really think, you know, obviously there's been a lot of talk about sort of Dean Henderson for various different reasons and his call-up with England. There's been a lot of focus on sort of Ender Stevens, John's sort of compatriot at Sheffield United, and his sort of flying start to the Premier League season. I must admit, in terms of if you want to speak of sort of pure out-and-out wing-backs, I think I've struggled to see a better one in the Premier League this year so far. And that's not just sort of bigging Ender up for bigging him up sake. I genuinely think, I don't think there's a better out-and-out wing-back at the moment in the division. But John, do you know, he's been one of the sort of the real sort of quiet, I don't like to use the word sort of heroes, but I'm going to use it
because unsung,
it's the first one that
James
springs to mind. But
yeah,
one of the real sort of quiet heroes of the season so far. And do you know what? I think he's got a great chance for sort of various off the pitch reasons that are going on with a couple of the Irish players, or one in particular, Richard Keogh, at the moment. I think he's got a great chance to really cement his place in that team. And I tell you what, I think if that just adds to his confidence levels, I think Sheffield United are going to have a really, really, really special player on their hands there. And it's great to say, you know, I mean, you look at Ireland, yes, OK, they lost tonight, but they can still go through if they beat Denmark during the next round of fixtures. And what a great thing it is for the football club to be able to say, you know, potentially, we're going to have a fair few players here going away and taking part in a major tournament final. And that's obviously, of course, next year's European Championships.
Yeah, well, this is it, James, because obviously you're talking about the players here and how nice it is to see them on international duty and representing not only their nation, their country, but Sheffield United. They're flying their team's colours while they're on international duty. And I hear from so many fans on the fan show saying, oh, we're just worried that the players don't come back injured. You know, we've got a game on the weekend, 3 points. But for you, I'm glad you've sort of said, obviously, you don't want no players to come back injured. But nice for you to see the boys in action and, you know, being spoke about how they play for Sheffield United and their nation as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I must admit, I mean, listen, I don't think there's a manager, I don't think there's a supporter or a coach in the country who, you know, of course when their players get called up, they all want them to come back sort of fit and healthy. And yes, you know, I mean, we hear an awful lot of talk now about sort of the red zone and things like that in football and about overloading sort of players and, you know, potentially sort of putting too heavy a workload on their shoulders. Do you know what, Charlie? It's not something that personally I get whatsoever. How can it be a bad thing to see one of your players, whichever club you're at, go away and represent their country? I think it reflects well on the football club. You know, without stating the bleeding obvious, it goes to show that there's some really damn good footballers at the, you know, within the squad if they're being selected by their respective countries. And I think these players, they're just going to improve by the fact that they're playing at the highest level of the game. They're going to be playing against better players. They're going to be exposed to sort of different ways of playing the game, different challenges, different sort of experiences and different tasks. And they can only come back better players, surely. So, there is a potential risk. Of course there is. But I tell you what, you know, if you take that sort of argument about injuries to the nth degree, you'd never train, would you? You would never train in a week in case somebody picked up a strain or a knock or something potentially more serious. And I think what football clubs get and what individual players get from going away and representing their countries, I think the benefits far, far outweigh any potential disadvantages, if indeed there are any.
James, I could not agree more. We've been looking at the international break and we're going to carry on talking about it in just a few seconds.
For the fans, by the fans. Love Sport Radio.
James, we were just talking about the international break. You're listening to the Sheffield United fan show of me, Charlie Hawkins, James Shield from the Sheffield Star. James, I want to talk a little bit more about that international break because obviously we don't have the power or the benefit of hindsight and only time will tell. But Sheffield United did have a bit of momentum going into this international break. Is there any worry or concerns that I'm sure there won't be with the way you've started the season, but maybe perhaps that could have been lost over that break because the players have gone off on this international duty?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think potentially if the football club sort of coaching staff were being totally selfish, I think they would probably say, you know, yeah, we'd rather be playing some games and keeping that momentum going. But, you know, I go back to what we were saying before the break, Charlie. I think a lot of these players are going to come back sort of, you know, more sort of confident and more sort of, you know, sure of their own ability. I mean, let's take another one, for example, John Fleck, who I know obviously there's a potential sort of doubt about him for the Arsenal game. He didn't make the bench for Scotland's game against San Marino. According to the SFA, he wasn't fit enough to make the bench. And OK, he made his Scotland debut against Russia. Listen, it was probably a debut in terms of the result that he would probably rather forget. But, you know, this is a lad who sort of I've seen for the last couple of years as the sort of the clamour's grown for him to be sort of involved in the Scotland squad. And from a personal level, I personally think I'm absolutely stunned that he's not been involved in it a lot more and made his debut a lot earlier than he has. But you could see this is a lad who, although he wouldn't come out and say so explicitly, was absolutely desperate to win a first cap for his country, to go on and win more and to represent Scotland at senior level. And, you know, yes, OK, take the result away, take away that sort of bad experience that Steve Clarke's squad and John Fleck, obviously including that, had in Moscow. I just think he's going to come back a more confident footballer. I think he's going to come back, you know, a better player. And, you know, we were talking a couple of weeks ago about how possibly one of the biggest sort of challenges Sheffield United face is almost just believing in themselves a little bit more understanding quite how good they can be in the Premier League. And I think having players going away on international duty, including John Fleck, who we've just spoken about there, I think it can only accelerate that process. So it can only be good for the football club. So, again, it's that thing, yes, potentially they did lose something because of the international break in terms of that momentum. But I do think going forward and looking even beyond the Arsenal game, as I'll say it again, I think the benefits and the rewards far outweigh any of the disadvantages.
Yeah, I completely agree. And we're going to look at that Arsenal game in greater detail in just a second. But James, I wanted to ask you, because I told you that I've been keeping my eye on Sheffield United. I've been reading more articles than ever. I've watched more games than ever possible than this season before. And I want to talk about something, and hopefully maybe you can enlighten me a little bit. Apparently, there was an article in the Star about Sheffield United fans. They're split over the Blades' current loyalty point system, and because obviously the demand for tickets has increased. Can you tell us a little bit more about that and what is going on and why the fans are so split?
Yeah, I think basically, and you know, without going into sort of too much detail, because we'd probably be sort of here all night talking about this and nothing else, but I think basically what you've got is just a situation whereby obviously the demand for those tickets that, you know, has obviously gone through the roof since they've gone into the Premier League. And they're going to grounds now where you're especially seeing this away from home, where the allocation that they're getting, because the home clubs are also pulling in crowds, basically just the allocation possibly isn't big enough to meet that demand. And do you know what? This is one area where I can actually sort of, I won't even take a side on it because I can sympathise with all the arguments because, unfortunately, I think when you've got a finite amount of tickets, there are always going to be some really deserving cases that miss out, and there's always going to be some supporters who, you know, in terms of their support over the years, deserve to get a ticket who are going to miss out. I think if you look at it from the club's point of view, as I said, there's a finite amount of tickets. They're probably getting smaller allocations now in the at the majority of Premier League grounds than possibly they were in the Championship, because, you know, football clubs would look at a team like Sheffield United with a huge away following and think this is an opportunity for us to cash in. That was certainly the case in League One. But I think whichever system you come up with, unfortunately, it's just one of those horrible scenarios where good and deserving cases, there's always going to be some that slip through the net. So I think, from the football club's point of view, they're almost damned if they do, damned if they don't. And I think from the fans' point of view, I can totally understand why some are complaining and some feel very, very disappointed to have missed out. Because, you know, I mean, this Premier League season, of course, it's been 12 years in the, not in the making, but in the waiting for a lot of these supporters.
I like that, in the waiting, not in the making. And this is it, you know, they're embracing that journey. It's been a great start so far, especially away from home. They want to go, but if they carry on playing this way, then I would say then hopefully over the next few seasons they'll get a chance. But then the demand will only increase, because that away form, as we mentioned it, and we're going to talk about the home form next, but the away form has been absolutely brilliant, not just this year, but for the past few seasons, hasn't it, James?
Absolutely, absolutely. And this is something that, sort of, as you quite rightly said, Charlie, it's not just sort of happened in the Premier League. They've been doing this for a while now, but I think they're possibly doing it in the Premier League for different reasons than they were in the Championship in League One. They were very much a team in the EFL who used to like to go and try and overwhelm opponents. And by and large, if you look at the results, they managed to do that. But I think what you're seeing now in the Premier League is something a little bit more of a sort of a studious approach, if you like, a little bit sort of more scientific and strategic. And I think that's one of the things that's really impressed me, is that they've shown that tactically they're not one-trick ponies. And yes, they do need to get the home form sort of, you know, going a little bit better. And no doubt we'll talk about that with the game against Arsenal coming up shortly. But away from home, I think it almost suits them to have teams coming on, you know, coming at them. And it goes back to players like Ender Stevens, who we were talking about earlier, who's sort of great on the break. George Baldock is his fellow wing-back. And I think this is one of the reasons, and I won't sort of steal our thunder for later in the show, Charlie, but I think this is one of the reasons why I'm so excited about the Arsenal game, because it's at home and it's against an Arsenal side who you would expect will come at Sheffield United as well.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to the next part, James, as you know. But after the break, we will be talking to James Shield, continuing to talk about the big game on the Monday night. It is the Monday night football. It's in front of the TV cameras. Sheffield United are at home, Bramall Lane, and they take on Arsenal.
Giving your team a voice. Love Sport Radio.
You are listening to the Sheffield United Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins, and I'm still joined with the wonderful James Shield from the Sheffield Star. We were talking about the international break, looking at those players who've been on international duty for Sheffield United and how wonderful it was to see them on international duty. That's the line that me and James have taken. Yes, we worry that they won't get injured, but obviously great to see them representing their country and their team, and what a start it has been for them in this Premier League season. Well, that continues not on the weekend, but on Monday, because they take on Arsenal in what is a huge tie. It is at home, it is at Bramall Lane, and weirdly, their home form has not been as good as their away form, James. But can they turn it around in this one? Because I'll be honest, a lot of people are saying to me, this is a typical game for Arsenal where, you know, it's Monday night, it's away, the weather might not be the kindest. Arsenal will want to look to get into Sheffield United, and if they don't score, they can easily be got at. Because I know Sheffield United, the players and the fans, they're going to absolutely fancy themselves in this one. You better believe that.
Do you know what? I think you're absolutely right. And when you look at this sort of fixture on paper, I mean, this is the start of a really, really difficult run, and it's no doubt it's one of the real sort of headline fixtures of the season for Sheffield United, because, you know, despite their problems, you know, I mean, Arsenal are still a great football club. They're still one of, you know, they're still stocked with talent, and they're still one of the biggest names in the Premier League. But I tell you what, I agree with you, Charlie. I just think there's so many sort of ingredients that are going into this game that really, really will encourage Sheffield United. And one of those, and it's going to sound a little bit corny, this, and people will sort of probably roll their eyes and sigh and say, you know, here he goes, but then that doesn't really count for an awful lot. But do you know what? I think the fact that this game's on TV and it's been moved to a Monday night, it's going to be at Bramall Lane. We're now in October, so it's going to be dark. It's going to be properly under floodlights, if you get my drift. I think that is really going to rev the crowd up. I think it's going to create a wonderful atmosphere inside the stadium. And I tell you what, I think, you know, we know all about Sheffield United. We know what they can bring to the table. And in the nicest possible way, though, I think we're going to find out an awful lot about Arsenal, you know, in this game. And from Sheffield United's point of view, I say that for really, really positive reasons, because I think just mentally, physically, and especially in terms of the character, I think this is going to be a real, real test for Arsenal and Unai Emery and his players.
Yeah, I think this is a big test for both teams, really, especially coming off that international break. Arsenal are up there. They haven't looked great. They've struggled. They've conceded the most shots in the Premier League. It's a ridiculously high average. It's something like 15 shots a game. That will only please the Sheffield United fans. And I want to ask you a question, James, and this is a daft question, so bear with me. Obviously, we do the fan shows here on Love Sport Radio, and I was talking to the Charlton fans, and they say they absolutely hate playing on TV. You know, they say every time we play on TV, we lose. We just can't perform when we're on the big screen. Is it the same for Sheffield United? You just mentioned it. It's on TV. The fans are going to be up for it. It only adds to the occasion.
Do you know what? It's a little bit of a sort of a mixed record in terms of Sheffield United and TV games. But, you know, I tell you what, at the end of the day, it doesn't really count for anything, does it? It's only really going to be relevant from a psychological point of view, if you allow it to be. I think the most relevant things in this game are the fact that you've got an Arsenal side that are going to feel sort of compelled to have a go at Sheffield United because they're playing against a newly promoted club. And, you know, as we said earlier, despite what's going on there, despite some of the issues we've got, that is still Arsenal, and their fans, I don't think, are going to be able to sort of stomach watching their team go to somewhere like Bramall Lane and play a defensive game. And do you know what? Nor should they. But I think that is really, really going to suit Sheffield United, because you saw in that Liverpool game very recently at Bramall Lane where, OK, Liverpool won the game. They came at Sheffield United. It caused Sheffield United some problems, and Liverpool went very, very close to scoring before they finally got their noses in front in quite sort of fortuitous circumstances. But I tell you what, the other thing as well that you saw, because they were doing that, because of the way the game unfolded and because they were having a go at Sheffield United, that really opened up gaps for Sheffield United to try and exploit on the counter-attack as well. And I think that's something they're really, really set up to do. They don't deliberately look to play on the counter. They will try and get on the front foot. But I think that's something that they're proving really, really good at. So I think that sort of dynamic of the game, I think the fact that Arsenal are going to be under a little bit of pressure because, you know, they're the team that's expected to win and they will know that. But I think that dynamic of the game, the way that you think it's going to unfold, and then you throw that atmosphere in on top of that, I think this is a game that Sheffield United can look at and think, you know what, despite the difference in resources between the two football clubs, I tell you what, they'll be looking at that thinking, we can get to this Arsenal side, and I honestly think they can.
Well, I don't even think you need to be honest, James. I think every team in the Premier League know they can get at Arsenal. I think that's why everyone fancies their chances. We saw with Watford, Arsenal thought they were home and dry 2-0. Watford come back with 31 shots and got a 2-2 draw. Everyone can get at Arsenal on that counter. And that's why every team wants to let Arsenal play on that front foot, because they know they can be got. They're not the most defensively sound, so there will always be goals in a game. It adds to the fans' excitement, because you don't really get a boring draw or a 0-0 draw with Arsenal. You normally guarantee goals. But where can Arsenal hurt Sheffield United, and we know Sheffield United can hurt Arsenal on the counter, but where else would you be looking to exploit Arsenal on Monday night, James?
Well, I think Sheffield United will be looking to exploit, you know, them, as we've said. I think they'll be looking to test them going forward. I think obviously from Arsenal's point of view, I think that centre-half position, despite David Luiz coming in, is still sort of an area of concern. So that's something that Sheffield United will be looking to really sort of exploit. I think from Arsenal's point of view, I think they'll be looking at Sheffield United and thinking, you know what, this is a team that when they are put under a little bit of pressure, are susceptible to making the odd individual error. And that's something that I'm sure that Unai Emery will be telling his players, to make sure that they can sort of put some really concerted sort of periods of pressure on Chris Wilder's team and see if they mentally crack. But I think, you know, on the flip side of that, the very fact that they're going to feel sort of compelled to try and come at Sheffield United, as I've said, I think that'll open up gaps for the home team. I think that's something that they can sort of really, really look to exploit themselves. And I tell you what, the one thing I will say is, and this is probably going to be nailed on for a 0-0 draw now, but the one thing I will say is I think this is going to be a great one for the TV on Monday night, because I can see some real, real goals in this game.
Yeah, I certainly can. James, I don't like to promise anything because I can never guarantee it. I don't think you have to worry it's going to be 0-0. I mean, it'd be interesting to see when Arsenal last had a 0-0 or Sheffield United. But I have to put you on the spot. It is the Monday night action. I can't wait to next Tuesday's, and then we can talk about it. But what is your score prediction?
I'll tell you what, I'll just quickly say, if it is 0-0, Charlie, we'll just pretend that we didn't have this conversation next week.
We'll wipe it out.
I'm going to go for Sheffield United 2, Arsenal 1.
All right, James, I thought we were getting on swimmingly, but as the Sheffield United fan show, I'll let you get away with that one, and I wish you all the best. James, once again, thank you for joining me. I'm looking forward to Tuesday when we speak, but if Arsenal do get a win on Monday night, you may get a text from me, and I hope the fans tune in. But James Shield there from the Sheffield Star on the Sheffield United fan show, and what a show it was. Delighted to hear all about that international break, talking about John Egan, Henderson, Harry's getting on after Chris Wilder gave him that stick after the error in that Liverpool game. Huge game though. Monday night, Bramall Lane, under the lights. It's cold, it's wet, it's windy. Sheffield United are going to live up to this. They will thrive on these conditions. Will Arsenal thrive? They know they're going to attack Sheffield United. They know Sheffield United will try to counter. Arsenal conceding a lot of shots, conceding quite a few goals at the minute. This will be, maybe, we spoke about Man United and Liverpool, We're going to be speaking about this game because it is the last game in the Premier League action, and what a game it may be. But this has been the Sheffield United Fan Show, and you can listen to us every Tuesday, 10:30 to 11. Please tune in because it's about the Blades and the Blades only. It was with me, Charlie Hawkins, and James Shield from the Sheffield Star. We'll see you next Tuesday.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news, and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.